Greatest day on BBC Radio Newcastle is the sound of the North East. Yes, it was one great big giant hot flush at the Stadium of Light yesterday. So many Huns. Right, it is 10:45. Thank you ever so much for being with us today. We've got the police on the way and Adele to come. Now, a lifeline for hundreds of people across North Tyneside could be at risk. The Meadows Drug and Alcohol Project is a service supporting those struggling with alcohol for more than 16 years, offering everything from one-to-one to support, to peer mentoring and recovery groups. And it's built around what is a really simple idea, but a brilliant idea, which is making help feel approachable and informal and also led by people with lived experience. But there's funding that's under threat at a time when demand is still very high. So here to tell us more is Ian Miller, the operations manager at the Meadows. How lovely to meet you, Ian. So tell us a little bit about the Meadows for people that might have never heard of it before. What's the kind of, the overview really of what you do there?
So the Meadows is an amazing place. It's the heart, if you like, of the Meadowell estate. And it offers everything that you could possibly imagine from the age from 0 to 96. Our oldest volunteer who works in the gardens is 96 years old.
Yeah.
And it's a fantastic space inside and out of the building just for mental health, well-being, and to get the support that you need. It might be an educational support. It might be you just want to come and get some food, and you might be that you want to come and talk to some other people. But we could offer support with things like employability, mm-hmm. if you're interested in getting back into work, if you just need some support with how to manage your kids, etc. We do an after-school kids club, which is amazing. And everything that we do tries to support and help the community itself. Because if we don't do that, we're not doing our job, really.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a phenomenal place, and I've managed to spend some time down there. And it is there. It's the very best of human nature. It's people coming together. And, like, ultimately, you know, on planet Earth, what is it about being a human? It's about looking after each other,
exactly,
isn't it? And
yeah,
that you really feel that at the Meadows. And also really practical, tangible, you know, right, I've got this problem. Right, here's what we can do to sort that out. And you're not flailing around waiting on a 6-month waiting list. It's very, very kind of here and now, let's do it.
Definitely. And the beauty of it is because there's so many different projects that all run at the same time and have been running for a very long time. You might come in for one sort of issue, or you might come in for some bit of support and then realise something else is happening in the same space. And you think, oh, I'll go and do that. It kind of rounds it all beautifully off, as we have a really fantastic garden outside that people can just go and hang out. They can just feel at home. That space of sometimes where you need to just work things out in your own head, it's a brilliant space for that. We've got a cafe, which is subsidised, so you can come and get the best homemade pizza on a Friday, which is great. Not great for my stomach, but great for everything else. And just as such a wonderful, well-rounded place.
Yeah.
Obviously comes with all its hardships like everything else in life. But I went there for a job just as an intern for a year, and nearly 8.5 years later, I'm still there.
So. Yeah, and I'm guessing it's the people that keep you there.
Without a doubt.
100%.
They make everything.
Yeah. And the PAWS project then specifically, so tell us a little bit about that, because I've talked about this before. It's brilliant and it works. So tell us about that.
So the PAWS project in a couple of different variations has been working in the centre for 16 years, and it is amazing. We definitely have a massive impact on the local community. And what people obviously probably already know is that alcohol issues and alcohol recovery doesn't just centre solely on the person that's going through that process. It's about the family, the friends and all of that. And so we try and make sure that all of those people are supported.
Mm-hmm.
We try to look at it from a slightly different perspective. So yes, we do one-to-one sessions with our clients to try and give them some kind of opportunities to where they're going to go and how they're going to help themselves
and get well.
But also a lot of that is through sort of mentoring and through people who've been through that before. And so we run various groups every week. We didn't used to do sort of a ladies group, and we do now, and that, it's such a massive impact because the ladies group is run by people who've been through this project before, and it's made such a difference. But sometimes, and this is with all the projects in the centre, it's what you hear when you walk past people. You know, they're just having a conversation, but I'm quite good at listening to what people say. And there was one lady, and she said, I've got one more relapse in me, but I doubt I've got another recovery, which...
Oh, my gosh, that's...
It's an incredible thing, isn't it? You know,
that's
gets me every time I hear it.
Yeah, but, that's heart-wrenching to hear that. And so people need support, and when people have... And also, you know, it's so easy to judge, I think, and nobody knows, you know, what situations people have grown up in. Nobody knows what leads people to become addicts. Nobody knows. And it can affect every family. It affects our family, my family. So, it doesn't matter what your socioeconomic background is. None of those things... So it's a place, I imagine, where there is zero judgment.
No, not at all. Yeah, we're not interested in that. What we're interested in is supporting people.
Yeah.
And the amount of people that have come through that project and then have gone on to other things. Think about the Meadows, and I'm an absolute perfect example of that, is we go there and we don't leave. So a lot of the people that have come through the projects are now volunteers. Some of them are our staff. You know, we're very proud that we have 50% of people that work for us are from the estate.
Yeah.
You know, because, and these are the people that matter, that can help, and that also it's that grassroots, but also they know what's going on. You know,
absolutely.
And so if they know there's somebody that's got a problem that needs some help, then they will bring them into the centre and they will get the support that they need.
And presumably funding is important. So tell us about what's happening with the funding.
So we discovered around December time that the ICB, which is part of the NHS, were pulling the funding, and not just for us, but 50% right across the board, and they would be focusing on their own recovery project, which is currently running Wall's End. And I've got nothing against that. That's great, whatever, but that's not appropriate for our clients. Some of our clients are social workers, teachers, and for them going to particular centres is not appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them need that space where they are anonymous, where they feel safe, and also they know that they're going to get the support that they need. So without that funding, which has been pulled, we are struggling. We have kept it going through our own sources of funding through the centre itself to keep it going for another 2 months, but we are absolutely stretched to capacity now, and we are quite unsure how we're going to keep it going. We're never going to give up, and we will keep fighting all the way. But, you know, if there's anybody out there who has any bright ideas that wants to come and jump in and help us, then we would love to listen.
Well, I was going to say, in terms of solution, you know, fundraising and things, how viable is that concept? You know, when you're trying to do your job and fundraise at the same time, that's very hard.
Yes.
So you're gonna need a kind of a more long-term solution ultimately,
yes,
aren't you?
Absolutely.
So are you looking for somebody, maybe somebody that's got a whole heap of cash, or somebody that can help, or somebody that's just got some bright ideas about funding or trying to get funding from somewhere else?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If there's any big businesses out there that want to jump in and support us, then brilliant. And we, you know, we're very much of into collaborations. We love collaborative work. We've done a lot of work with the Sage Foundation recently, and been on their Sage Grow project, which has been fantastic, and that has helped us work out how to get money in slightly different ways, you know, from a business perspective rather than a charity. You know, so anyone else who's got ideas that would like to bring to the table, then we are all ears, because, you know, we're doing something that we massively believe in, and we know that there's going to be a huge gap within that sector if it's gone. You know, our clients will then have to go to the NHS service, and that's not appropriate, as I've said before. And where do they go next? And it's not just people from the Meadowell. You know, some of our clients are from Killingworth, they're from North Shields, they're from Tynemouth, they're from Whitley Bay. And the reason for that is because this service is so important to that area of North Tyneside, if you like.
Well, if people want to find out more, Ian, people want to look at what you do, understand what you do, where can they go to find out more about this brilliant place?
Using the socials, obviously. We're under the Meadows community, so our website is themeadows.community. If somebody feels like they want to do some donating, please do.
Yeah.
There is a donate page on there. It's dead easy. You just click the button and happy days. But if you want to come and speak to us, please do. We love having people in to show you around yourself, if
I've
you want
been,
to come and visit
yeah,
us.
And I'll come
you're
again.
More than welcome to come again, especially
absolutely.
When it's pizza day.
Yeah, get me there.
It's a fantastic place to come and visit. A lot of people think we're an NHS building until you walk through the door, and then you realise you're going through this labyrinth that takes you to all sorts of weird and wonderful places, and it's such a fantastic venue. But yeah, we like to do face-to-face. We like to talk to people. We like to explain what it is we believe in, what we do, and how possibly other people can help. Again, it's that collaboration, isn't it?
And
what we do,
and the massive change that you must see in people that come along, and people that might be in a desperate situation. And what change do you see then?
So it's that sort of buoyancy in people that, and that belief. And I think when you are suffering from addiction, not just addiction, but mental health, you know, all sorts of things like that, it's when you see that self-belief return in somebody. And actually, as I said earlier, some of our clients who have gone through this and then they're running their own projects. I mean, wow. If that doesn't take some doing,
yeah,
you know, and then, but then you can, you're using your own real life experiences to help other people, and you don't have to do that, but they're doing that because they choose to.
Empathy and understanding.
Well, they're the words, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah, the words out of my mouth.
Well, Ian, so lovely to have you on the show. Thank you so much. And thank we're you. Definitely going to take you up. We'll get the diaries out and we'll get to the meadows.
Thanks,
brilliant
awesome.
Stuff.
Thanks ever so much.